Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Robin.
Thanks for listening to
Marriage and Us.
Each week, we will talk about real-life topics
that couples experience in everyday married life.
So, let's get to today's episode. Welcome in, everybody.
Hey, guys.
How's everybody doing?
Hopefully well.
Hopefully well. Thanks for tuning in today or wherever you may be listening to, if you're in the car, if you're at work. Obviously, don't tell your boss that you may be listening to us on our podcast today. Let's just keep that between us. Have you seen that commercial? Speaking of podcasts, there's a new one, and the guy is like, he knows every podcast. There's a podcast for everything. And
yeah.
He's literally in his meeting with his team, and his boss goes, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm listening to a podcast on
multitasking, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
So that's us.
And it's true. There's a podcast for
absolutely everything.
Everything.
Exactly. Well, we're glad you're listening to ours. Today is Saturday for us.
Yes.
When we're doing this. So that means college football. So I have been upstairs yelling at the TV.
You have been yelling today.
You're with me on that. So I want to say,
yelling today.
Yeah, you were really into the game.
I can yell with you.
Yeah, saying, what are they doing? What are they thinking? Why did they throw that ball there? So I love it when you say all that stuff.
Oh, I love football.
I know you do.
Yeah,
that's why I love you. You love football and boxing.
I do love boxing.
You are the complete woman.
Yes.
You really are.
I love boxing. Well, there really is no boxing now. Now it's like MMA fighting, I don't know, guys in cages biting each other. It's very weird. It's disturbing. I mean, like when boxing was.
Right. Muhammad Ali.
Thing,
exactly.
Yes, you know,
Sugar Ray Leonard. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, and it was great.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Until Mike Tyson. But anyway.
Exactly. But you love football and you're beautiful. So I have the complete package.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
You're welcome. Today we are super excited because for the first time ever, we're going to have guests.
What?
Yes, I know. This is a very big moment. So we're going to have guests. And that is Maddie and Jared. Make them welcome. Say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Yes. Okay, that's enough. Stop.
That guy was really screaming.
He really was. Yeah. He's
living his best.
He's our biggest fan.
He is.
Yeah.
Very excited that you guys are part of the episode today. And with today, and one of the main reasons we're having them on is why?
This is their anniversary weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
1 year of marriage.
1 year. Way to go, guys.
Still married.
Yes.
Still married.
Yes. Oh, high five.
Yep, high five.
You hear that on there. I love it. Absolutely. So today we are going to kind of dive in. And for some of you, that we're going to be dating ourselves just a little bit. But there was a show that ran from 1966 to 2013, 47 years.
Good grief.
And that was... And it is, folks. We should have a giveaway. The Newlywed Game.
Right, the Newlywed Game.
Exactly. So with Jared and Maddie celebrating 1 year of marriage, we thought we would have the Newlywed Game.
Nice.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, that's really good. Great segue in there.
Thank you. Thank you. So, but 47 years, that's a long time for a show to run.
That is a long time for a show to run.
Exactly. And it was so funny because you never – remember when we did the Newlywed Game at church that time?
Yeah. I think we've actually done it more than once, honestly.
It's normally with the youth. Oh. Yeah, at their Valentine's Day party.
Yes, that's what
we
did.
Yes, this is
true.
The gala.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that was super funny. That was an interesting night. We don't have time to go into that on the episode today. But we're glad you guys are with us. Obviously, love you guys so much. When we were presented this to them, we were like, what a great time to have you guys on the podcast and talk about, again, marriage. But there's a lot of couples out there that are newlyweds that are celebrating. We have a live group at the church, and one of the couples has been married only a year, a few a little bit longer. But just kind of dive into what the first year has been like. It was a lot different. I want you guys to talk about this a year ago on this Saturday. It was
busy.
Pandemonium in a good way. I mean, take us back there a little bit, even like the wedding day and what's going on, all that you experienced. Jared, what stands out to you about that day?
About that day?
Yeah.
1 year ago?
1 year ago.
Oh, man. Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot happening that day.
Yes.
A lot of good stuff happening. yeah, just the general excitement and feeling celebrated by all of your friends and family. Yeah. It's a great feeling. Another aspect of the excitement is probably all of the chaos trying to
get everything
situated and planned, and you know, making sure that you have the right boutonniere on and everything.
Those small details.
Yeah, all the
details. Did you brush your teeth that morning? All those type of things. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Manny, what about you? What stands out for you?
We didn't even see each other like the 48 hours. We saw each other for the first time at our rehearsal dinner. Because remember, your family came into town.
Right.
And then you guys were doing stuff. So I was just happy to see you after.
Yeah, you were staying at your parents. Yeah. And then I was staying in our soon-to-be apartment.
Yeah,
that's
right. And then actively working on about 5 to 7 final craft projects.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
A lot of paper mache.
Yes, with all of our friends who came up from
menus
from Florida to help. God bless them.
Oh, yeah, we had a crew, didn't we?
Yes, we did the first class crew helping there. I was just worried that my hair was going to be terrible. And my eyebrows.
I was
you know
too.
Me, eyebrows.
My hair, not
your hair.
Yeah.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Eyebrows.
But eyebrows matter.
Eyebrows are my unofficial love language. And I was just really freaking out the whole day, hoping that they just turned out to be sisters, not cousins.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Don't need to be twins.
No, you know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and the men don't have a clue.
No.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's good. So the journey of marriage. And you've heard us say that before, you know, we touched on this the last episode, that marriage, just like life, is it's not a destination, it's a journey. And it's discovering things about the person that you desire to spend the rest of your life with. I mean, just say that statement out loud. I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this person. Those are heavy thoughts. So I know you guys, you were so wonderful in letting us bring this up a little bit. You were just talking about before we went on air, which is the topic we actually love to talk about, is arguing. And you guys just were saying, you know, what that was like, and you really had kind of an intense argument the other day. So who wants to kind of share about that, jump in with that, or play off each other? What's that look like?
Well, it started yesterday.
Okay, now we're going somewhere.
Happy anniversary.
Yes.
Let's have a fight.
It's our anniversary weekend. We just got off work. We're excited to start the weekend. On Maddie's way home from work, she calls me, and we're talking. And I forget what we're talking about.
Trying to plan the weekend.
Yes, we're trying to plan the weekend. And at the same time, I was, you know, I had my phone open. Maddie was on speaker, and I was talking to her. But I was also on my phone texting a friend that we were going to try to hang out with.
Yeah.
But, you know, plans didn't work out. But anyways, the friend asked me how work was going. And so then that stirred up a bunch of work thoughts. And then my brain shifted into work mode.
Okay.
And so I really wasn't.
And I'm still on the line.
I really wasn't in the let's plan the weekend mindset.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's something that we've noticed like over this past year and things like that. It's not so much, you know, not talking about something, but knowing when to talk about something.
That's good.
But of course, I'm driving and I'm on speaker, so I had no idea what he was doing or that he had shifted, because I'm calling him like, how was your day? Here's how my day was. What are we doing this weekend? And then I have no idea that, of course, on the other side, a completely separate, you know, conversation is going on. So we started to veer towards being disconnected, and then I got home and then kind of just... How would you describe that? Just kind of kept snowballing from there.
Snowballing's a good
yeah,
word.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, snowballing's a great word.
And then a bunch of other things. Like, it just like, it just kept going and going. And then we were like, oh, wow, so this is what's happening now.
So you guys bring up a great point. Before we went on air, Robert and I were talking, kind of craft that question that we were, because that's kind of where we're headed with this first one about the communicating and the needs.
Yes.
So kind of craft that question to them, because there's tons of couples that are listening that have had this same situation.
Oh my gosh, for sure. So when you get married, you start understanding you have needs that you want met. And there are needs that I think even come up that you never even knew you needed before because you weren't married, living under the same roof. And so in learning each other and finding a rhythm together, which to me, marriage is so often it's a rhythm that you fall into. What do you guys think about, you know, needs, like even in this situation specifically, like, you know, the needs, what each of you may have wanted in their moment, or you go back and you look and you can see the full picture where in the moment you can't,
right.
You know, that type of thing.
In other words, and you've heard us mention this before, how to get from an argument and seeing it as productive. You even said that on there that you kind of got out your first, you know, confrontation there to a point. Understanding
productive conflict,
understanding what the resolve was. Kind of walk us through that, because people that are listening, I think that's going to be important for them to hear how you guys walk that out. Because you know, you got a year under your belt. We've had 33. So what that looks like for y'all. So what, Jared, for you, you know, you got home, walk us through that. What that looks like, the next steps when you finally connected with her and saw her versus just being texting or on the phone. What did that look like?
Well, I think when we had to do a root cause analysis of the argument.
Oh, wow.
I love that. Write that down.
It all came down to Maddie, when she communicates, she needs affirmations that you're listening. So okay. Verbal acknowledgments. Whereas when I communicate, I take in all the information and process internally.
Okay.
So we're still working on meeting each other in the middle there.
Yeah, because that's a very, it's, I mean,
that's good, though.
It's a very opposite style of processing. And that is always the question we're asking ourselves when we are, even if it's something minor or bigger, like when it comes to quote unquote a disagreement, the just complete opposite style. I mean, he needs the time to think and, you know, put together what he wants to say. And I need real time, like not just a mm-hmm or things like that. It's a, I hear you, I understand. So that way I know that not only has he heard me, but he's actually responded in some small portion to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because we've even talked about that over this past year. It used to just be that, you know, he would say, I hear you and things like that. And I was like, I think I actually really need you to pick something out of what I've said and, you know, speak to that, even if it's just a, that's great you said that, or right. It's okay you said that type of
And that's understanding, looking at, you know, that foreign language of understanding how your spouse speaks versus how you speak. And I know you guys have heard us say it countless times, is that the biggest arguments that Robin and I've ever had is when I'm speaking too much Rob and not enough Robin. But for you guys, where you're at in the beginning stages of your marriage, learning those phrases that may not seem natural. I mean, that's something we had to learn early on as well, too, is it didn't feel natural for me to say this to you.
Right.
Because that I was still trying to speak too much Rob. But what would you say that you had a thought? I did.
Yeah, you could hear me take a breath. what came to my mind is the assumptions that we walk into marriage with, that we want to assume our partner knows how to meet our needs or speak our language, and that it shouldn't be something that would feel rehearsed or unnatural.
Right.
I think there are people that feel like, well, that's not love.
Or that's not me.
Exactly. It's that thing that you want it to just kind of magically happen instead of defining marriage, defining communication, and really working on what causes that flow for both of you. And there's a lot of give and take in that. And that's what I'm hearing from both of you is that's what you're learning right now is like, okay, where is it that it's like my communication style versus the other communication style and finding a way to craft something that over time will feel very natural.
Right. It's that ability. I think Maddie hit it the nail on the head, is asking questions so that, because it's going to happen again.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the great thing about marriage, is you're going to get another opportunity to be in those type of moments again. Asking the question, what do you, and again, sounds super, super, I haven't used super in a while. This is really important, super important to ask that question. So when it comes up again, your spouse knows that you, like you said, that I've been heard. And you're putting forth that effort to adapt, good word.
Sure, it is a good word.
Adapt how you communicate.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It's not just about how you feel, Jared. Now it's about how the two of you feel together.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that, Maddie?
Well, it's also, you know, like for him, I think it's always about trying to find a way to equally meet in the middle.
Mm.
And that's something I think that we've worked on, like using how we just communicate just in general, not even go outside of, you know, the concept of arguing. If he knows that I need real-time responses, that would be speeding up his communication style for me, where I are, especially, I mean, having a funny, you know, dynamic doing this with your parents on this podcast setting, to be able to say us as a family, we talk very quick when we're processing with each other.
Yes.
And so Jared's having to, in part, speed up his communication style, where I'm really having to take it into a lower gear and having to slow myself down to go, oh, you need me to stop talking for 2 seconds so that you can actually think what you're going to think, because I'm just going to keep going if I don't stop. So for me, I really have had to be aware of, like, oh, silence isn't bad. Silence isn't here, whatever. It's more about, like, no, there's a pausing of sorts that has to occur, and I've probably for forever have to work on the slowing down. But
what is, yeah, when she said that, Jared, I kind of saw your face. So what does that mean? What has that meant for you when that speeding up process of knowing that's what you need is time to process, but knowing, trying to, because what I heard you say earlier is trying to learn how to meet her need, like you said, meet in the middle, to give her what she needs in those moments of disagreement or not seeing the same thing the same way. What's that? Have you seen yourself speed up or and trying to change that about you? What's that look like?
Yeah, it's definitely a speed thing that I try to, you know, catch up and meet her on the same level. I think another thing is when I do speed up like that, I try to be more mindful about what I say, because even in disagreements, it's very easy, especially with someone you love, to be hurt or offended. And what I try not to do is, in that state of offense,
that's so good,
say something that really I really need to, you know, think before you speak.
Yes.
So it's trying to think quickly before I speak.
Okay.
And yeah.
Let me ask a question, because this is a question we've asked tons of couples. Have you guys, and you may already have this, we always encourage couples to have a phrase that they can say so you feel like you're heard and that your need is met. You know, like ours is when, because I process a lot like you, even though I'm an extreme extrovert at times when it comes to arguing. I think, and that goes back to my family history, how I grew up. I need to slow down, because I don't want to, like what you just said, I totally agree with that and can relate to that. I don't want to say the wrong thing in the moment of where I may be frustrated. And again, it's just a moment, but that moment can seem rather big. Understanding that I need time, I usually will say, I want you to know I've heard you. I appreciate what you said. Correct?
Yes.
Correct me. And I will get back to you on that. And that's like, so that's the encouragement as you're listening as a couple today. You've got to find that where it meets the need of your spouse, but allows you to also still be you and have that time to process. What's your thoughts?
Good. Well, did you ask Jared a question?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I think I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, and he was answering, wasn't he?
I didn't know if he had something else to add. That's only.
Yeah. So even now, this is great because this is something like what you said, Maddie. Yes. The three of us together are like, we're like that. And even before we went on the air, we said, you know, because we want to speak Jared well, even as your in-laws, you know, that's important to us that we speak your language as well, too. I think we were just talking. I don't think now you've got me questioning what I said. No. So,
you know, well, you've been a great gift to our family, I think, because of that. You challenged me, I think, probably early on when we first met you, when you all were dating, to be more thoughtful, to think, and to let the room breathe for a few minutes in between dialogue. I remember when, for some of you guys, you may not know, Jared does the editing for the podcast. And, you know, I can remember one of the first few episodes that we did, if there was any gap, you know, it was like, we need to close that gap. Oh my gosh, we're not saying anything here, you know? And Jared's like, I think it's good, you know? And I loved that, because when you are extroverted, and yes, I mean, I'm an extrovert, it sometimes that space feels awkward.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know why, but then when you came into our lives, all of a sudden it was like, oh, that's not awkward really at all. It even can be very reflective of the conversation. It gives us, you know, when there's that space to breathe, you kind of think about what was just said instead of jumping to the next thought.
Yeah. Speaking of reflective, now that I've sat here for a second, I did ask Jared a question. So the question was, what have you guys developed a phrase, you know, or that helps in that those moments?
Way to bring it back around.
Thank you. Boy, yes. I recovered well there, didn't I?
You did.
What that looks like when you're having those moments, because what I hear Maddie saying, yes, I know she's our daughter, but I'm also just listening as you're talking, is that she needs something that says, I'm heard, I've seen, you see me, you hear the words coming out of my mouth. And whether we deal with it in this moment or whether that's an hour from now or the next day, we're going to go back and discuss this. So that was my question. If you guys, and you both can jump in here, but we'll start with you, Jared. Is there anything that you guys have developed that kind of like that, or is it something you're still developing?
Yeah, I think it's a work in progress.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I don't think we have like
we don't have like a key phrase.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
We don't say butterscotch and then take a break.
No, I think I think we more so have more so like just phrases of I need this or things like that. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the bigger things at the beginning of our marriage was me saying it's okay.
Oh yeah, that was a big one.
As a response to maybe you felt bad about something and apologized for something that I felt like you didn't need to apologize for.
Yeah.
And so I'd say it's okay. But because of a, you know, past trauma with that phrase from your childhood, you don't receive the phrase it's okay in the sense that I try to communicate it. So
yeah. That's so good though, guys. Really? Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of what we call like what our vocabulary and our definition. We have words as we've been just dating. So we've been dating now almost 3 years, which is crazy. But even since marriage, I know we've talked about that. Like words have different definitions. And we have had to pause at times to say, oh, what is your definition for that word? Because mine is this.
That phrase is
one of those things.
So now in that scenario, if I say it's okay, I'll try to catch myself and I'll say it's okay, pause, in the sense that you don't need to apologize.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll add that little extra
that's thing great.
Because it's okay used to feel like shove that down. That's not X, Y, and Z. And there was a piece of it where it felt super dismissive and just like toughen up, buttercup. And that extra just little because of in the sense of thing and that explanation totally changes to where I go, oh, that actually is a comforting statement to me now.
And you guys, that is exactly. I mean, if you're listening to that, we're sitting here listening to y'all, and we know how important what you just said is. That's developing the foreign language. It's saying, I still need to be me, but, you know, Jared, your willingness to, one, ask the question, two, your willingness to be vulnerable and tell him, this is how it makes me feel when you say that, and then catching yourself. I think that's the thing, and I'll let you talk about this, Robin. We've talked to so many couples. It's like you're afraid of making a mistake when you first get married, you know, but understanding what they just said, how important that is to ask questions, be curious, be willing to make mistakes, and have the ability to go, oh, okay, you heard me. Because right. that's what that says to me, what Jared did was like, Manny felt very heard and seen by that. He was willing to, you caught yourself, which is great. And that even speaks volumes to the person that you love, that you're that aware of it. Correct? Yes.
And I think I like, Maddie, I like how you said that, you know, it's almost like your own marriage dictionary. Mm. Like you said, it's defining words, and especially words that in the past might have been painful or hurtful, and finding a way, because
I'm writing that down by, you know, marriage dictionary.
Dictionary.
That's part of our thing now.
Because in marriage, you know, it's funny how you can, as a spouse, you can step on a landmine of sorts.
Yeah, that's a great way of saying it.
You know, you accidentally step on a landmine and you get a big reaction from your spouse. Sometimes even it feels...
That's not funny, but it is. When you're first starting out being married, and you, again, it's just like, that's a great... Visually, I can see, you don't see it coming.
Right. You step on it and you didn't even know you
didn't
did.
Even know one was even there.
Right. And a lot of times how you know you stepped on a landmine is that the reaction sometimes is even bigger than what you think it should have been, because there's so much, there's something way deeper that's happening than just the moment you're living in. It's tied to memories and things often from the past that were hard, were tough. So I really love that. I think if you're out there and you're listening, I think all whether you've been married a year or 33 years, you know, I think I love the idea of sitting with your spouse and especially if you guys are having repeat arguments where you keep circling around to that same thing. And it's like, man, why do we always go back to this, to ask each other what words are standing out that, you know, bring that kind of emotion so that you can better understand what their definition is of a word or a phrase.
All joking aside, that so goes along with the foreign language.
Yes.
I mean, because again, you're trying to develop your marriage dictionary of your words. That is so good. So we'll give you all credit the first few times and then it becomes ours after that. But that's exactly what we're talking about when it comes to especially that first year of marriage, which, you know, a lot of people say is actually there's a lot of joy involved with that, as we've been talking about that today. But it's probably one of the hardest, because you come off this huge event that's wonderful. And now it's the daily I do's. It's the everyday thing. How do we put our finances together? How do we fold the towels and all those things that are incorporated in that? That's a big thing. But that defining and being, you guys did, that was such a great visual example. And that really is what creates moments of vulnerability. And it helps you, as you said, Jared, earlier, it helps you learn not to be offended. Because that's the great thing about what marriage should bring to our communication. As we learn not to be offended, it opens up communication. We're able to express our needs.
Be vulnerable.
Be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's good.
Yeah. So as we get ready to close today, guys, any words of encouragement or anything that you might have for somebody that is either in the midst of being, you know, that first year of marriage or early on or thinking about getting married, any final thoughts? You don't have to have any, but I just wanted to kind of give you a moment just to speak and be a little encouraging.
It's better to embrace the awkward, uncomfortable conversation sooner than later.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh, she liked that.
You gotta get good. Ugly before you can get pretty.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's really good.
Okay. That's good.
If you're planning a wedding and you're not the bride to be, check in on the bride to be.
Okay.
Ask her how you can help. Don't try to take over whatever. And this is not from real life experience. I would just like to state that. But yeah, checking on your soon to be spouse. If you're planning a wedding, it's super stressful. Yes. And rely on some people, but sometimes you don't know how to ask for help when you're trying to plan, quote unquote, the best day of your life. And so checking on your people, checking on the bride to be, and it only gets better from there.
Yeah. And last question before we close here, we're going a little bit longer today, so this okay. is so good. But last question, what is one of the most memorable, and it can be something funny or that from the past year that you go, man, that was a great moment. I am so glad I'm married, or whatever, you know, it could be the first dinner, whatever it is, but something that you're able to look back and go, man, that was a great moment. That's a snapshot that I want to remember of this first year.
I don't know if it was more so, I don't know if I'd say it was a moment, and you're going to laugh, Jared, when I say this memory, cause you're going to be like, why have you picked this? We on our honeymoon, we went to London and then to Scotland. So Scotland was our second stop, and we had the cutest Airbnb. It looked like a tiny mini castle. And we were trying to, I can't remember if we were trying to go to dinner or no, or maybe we'd just gotten there and the Uber had dropped us off and we were trying to figure out where it was. And we got into an argument because we couldn't decide who was supposed to read the map to get to the Airbnb. And I was trying to do it because I was just taking charge, and then that wasn't working and I couldn't figure it out. And then Jared was like, well, let me give it a shot. And then we were like kind of giving each other this look like I'm pissed off at you, but yet we're on our honeymoon and we're trying to find this really like amazing and romantic Airbnb that we're staying yes. at. And then we finally figured it out. Well, Jared figured it out. And then the sweetest lady like met us, who was the Airbnb owner. And then we like got to the Airbnb and it just like blew our minds how just adorable and amazing this place that we went to. And I remember thinking, this is great. And then we like got there and we like put something on the TV. And it was the first time that I was like thinking, wow, we had an argument and now we're totally back to normal. This is exactly what married life is. Because when you watch TVs or you watch movies or anything like that, it's like they're either always mad or always happy. And there's no combination of showing that. It's like either the holiday and Jack Black falls in love.
Right.
Or it's like whatever that there's like, I can't even think of, but you know, the right. couple isn't happy.
Sure.
And so to have the mix of going, yes, I've chosen to spend the rest of my life with this person. And we just had a down, but now we're back to an up and everything's good. And you don't have to stay in one vein or the other. So to have the complexity of marriage and of being in love and choosing that person to say, I'm choosing you when we're fighting over who is going to find this stupid Airbnb. And I'm choosing me walk into the beautiful Airbnb and go, I love you so much. Wow. We're on our honeymoon. This is amazing type of thing. And so just the funniness of that.
Yeah. It's the phrase we say, you don't have to think alike, but you do have to think together. That's a great analogy. Jared, how about you? Anything stands out from this last year that was just like, that's a memory I'm going to keep forever.
Oh man, I was so enthralled with Maddie telling her story that I forgot to think of one. Oh shoot. I mean, there's just so many. I mean, the whole honeymoon itself was amazing. And it's cool just to walk around with, you know, a wife.
Yes. Isn't that great? Yeah.
When you get tell to people, say that. This is my wife.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are great. And we tell every couple that there's just something about that first time you get to say, I'd like you to meet my wife. Mm-hmm. I'd like you to meet. And you just get, even now they're doing, I wish we could have television where you could see this or put it on YouTube, but just the smile from ear to ear. And that's what we're saying when it comes to marriage. They've watched us. We've had great conversation. It is hard work, but it's the best work you'll ever do.
Absolutely. Agreed.
Yeah. So thank you guys.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for being a part of the podcast and coming on and letting us ask you crazy questions. And you guys just made it. We're so proud of you guys. I'm about to start crying. Okay. So I'm good now. Pull it back. I literally am. But we're very proud of you guys. Thank you. You're a great example of a young couple trying to figure this whole journey out. And I know other people watch you. I know younger people that are wanting to be married and have asked you questions. You're already mentoring them. So thank you for passing, you know, your year to other couples and other individuals. So you guys are awesome. You're doing a great job. We're very proud of you.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thank you both. We love you.
Well, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, guys.
Till next time, say goodbye, Maddie and Jared.
Goodbye, Maddie and Jared.
See ya.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Marriage and Us with your hosts, Robin Adkins. Stay up to date by following them on Instagram at @marriageandus_podcast and on Twitter at @marriageandus. Also, hit the follow button so you never miss an episode from your favorite couple.